Day 32. Realize that God will bring specific people into your life that you can truly help. Realize that God will bring specific people into your life that you can truly help. James 2:15. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, you know, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? I remember I met a fellow one time a number of years ago. He was from Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama. And he says, "Brian," he says, "I want to tell you something." He said, "If you're ever in Montgomery, Alabama," he says, "and you got nowhere to sleep, and you got nowhere to go," and he says, "you got no friends," and he says, "you got no food," and he says, "you got no transportation," he says, "you got no money," he says, "you call me, I'll pray for you." You know, isn't quite what God had in mind. But the Lord will bring people into your life and say, "Help them. Help them." One of my recent experiences with God in this area, in Proverbs 14:31, whoever is kind to the needy honors God. We have a family in our church. It's kind of a sad story. This family, the fellow was a youth pastor in the Midwest, and he got involved with a teenage girl physically in a relationship with a teenage girl. Today he's in prison for that relationship. But he had a wife and six children, ages one to nine. And so they're without a dad. They're without an income. And so that family moved back to Colorado Springs. And so our church is what's called a recovery church. So we've come alongside this family as dad is in prison. The wife didn't do anything wrong. The kids are innocent victims of the dad's poor choices. So we've come alongside that family, and we've helped find them a home, and we've helped do all kinds of things in their life to kind of weather the storm. We've helped raise funds for them. But one of the things we were doing one day is we were sitting down with her, and someone had given her a Suburban, and it was actually a fairly nice Suburban, but, you know, with gas prices, we were looking at our budget and says, "You know, you don't have an income. You can't really afford this Suburban." She was taking her kids back and forth to school and doing different things, and it just wasn't working. We said, "You know, you can't afford the Suburban." She said, "Well, what am I going to do? This is a free car, and I need to have it." And so I kind of tucked that in my head and wasn't really thinking about it very much. But then about a week later, 2 weeks later, I was having a devotions one day, and the Lord just prompted me in my devotion, says, "Give her your car. Give her my car." I had a station wagon. Belted eight people. It was a late model station wagon, great station wagon. I loved it. And there was a prompting. Give this family your car. And, you know, it's just open your hands. Was this the pizza last night? Or is this God speaking? And so I said to my wife, I said, "Honey, I think the Lord wants me to give my car to this family. And just whatever they have, I'll just kind of swap them, you know." My wife says, "Cool, as long as it's not my car you're giving away, you can give away your." I said, "You know, but I'm uncertain." I said, let's pray. And at the time, I actually I wasn't totally even aware of what she had. I just felt this prompting. Anyway, so we prayed. So, "Lord, if you want us to give away our car, we'll give away our car. Your car. I mean, I'm the temporary possessor, but it's yours." And so anyway, so we prayed, and about 5-10 minutes later, the phone rings. And I get a call from northern Wisconsin, a guy named Steve Seifert. Steve Seifert's on missionary staff at a place at Fort Wilderness. I've never talked to Steve on the phone ever in my entire life. I've known Steve for 20 years. I would see him every 4 or 5 years, say hi to him. Never thought of it. Never, you know, I mean, we're not friends. We're just acquaintances through the camp, and he's on the camp staff. And he called me and said, "Well, Brian," he says, "you're kind of smart with financial stuff." He says, "I need your advice." He said, I need to get a four-wheel drive truck." And he said, "Someone's trying to sell it to me. They're telling me, you know, trust God for the payments." He said, "I don't have any money, and they're telling me to trust God for the payments. And what do you think of that?" And I talked to him a little while, and I said, "Steve, you're violating surety. You're trying to take on an obligation with no sure way to pay it. You know you don't have money within your budget to even take on that obligation." So I said, "Steve, you know, you really don't want to do that." So, you know, I'm talking with him about that. And he goes, "Well, what should I do? What can I do? I need a truck." And I said, "Well, we can pray." He said, "We can pray?" I said, "Yeah, let's just pray on the phone. God, you need a truck." I said, what are you looking for?" He said, "Well, you know, I need a four-wheel drive truck, and, you know, I'd like it in an enclosed cab. You know, I need kind of have a little description." I said, "Fine, let's just pray. God, Steve needs a truck. And kind of went through the list, and I said, "You know, keep me posted." Hung up the phone. Anyway, so didn't think much about it. And so I called this gal and I said, you know, the Lord prompted me to give you my car if you want it. And whatever you got, I'll just take whatever you got and I'll figure out what to do with it. I don't know that I want it, but... So she talks with her husband in prison and talks with a few other counselors. And they said, yeah, this is a good deal. Anyway, so I take my car over. And so I give her my car and give her the title, and she gives me her car. And I'm driving it to home. I'm like, I don't want a Suburban. And what am I going to do with a Suburban? Right about that time, I get this impression, give it to Steve. Well, I'm in Colorado. Steve's in Wisconsin. I'm going to give it to Steve. Give it to Steve. And so I'm like, Laura, give it to whoever you want. I don't care. Whoever you want. Anyway, so I'm driving home, and that weekend I'm supposed to fly to Milwaukee to preach at my home church in Milwaukee on generosity. I'm supposed to preach on that weekend. Well, as I'm driving home, the news comes out and it says, you know, there's a big snowstorm coming in. The Denver airport is expected to close by 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. All flights are going to be canceled. Anyone trying to go anywhere tomorrow cannot do it. You'll have to make other arrangements. So I'm like, that's my flight. That's the flight I'm supposed to be on. So I'm like driving this big Suburban, and it was a nice vehicle. And so I'm driving the Suburban home, and I'm like, hey, this is my ride to Wisconsin. And so I go home to Sandy. I said, honey, I said, guess what? We're going to Wisconsin. She goes, when? I said, in about 2 hours. Pack the bags, get the kids in the car. We're going to outrun the storm. And so sure enough, we loaded up that thing and we drove it, we're driving it to Wisconsin. I remember thinking at the time, I called Steve along the way. I said, Steve, I've got a Suburban, I'm going to give it to you. And he was pretty excited about that, but he thought it was really a crummy Suburban. And so I said, no, because as I was driving, I'm like, this is really a nice vehicle, maybe I should keep this. And then he says, no, that's my car. He's on the phone, no, you're not going to keep that, that's my car. And anyway, my truck. So anyway, so we drive it there, and then we get to Milwaukee. So I've got to get back to Milwaukee. Well, some of our best friends in life are in a terrible financial position. They're having all kinds of financial problems. The only thing that they have is a car that they can sell that they've been trying to sell for 4 months. And so I said to my friend, I said, hey, what do you want for your car? I haven't even seen his car. It was a Chrysler. I said, what do you want for your car? And he tells me the number. I said, I'll just buy it. So we buy the car. We drive it home. So here's the thing. In 48 hours from God prompting me to open my hands, 4 families were blessed. The family with 6 children and a single mom with a dad in prison were blessed. Steve and his wife were blessed because they got a Suburban, an answer to prayer. The couple that were desperately trying to sell their car and generate some cash were blessed. And we drove home a car that we enjoyed. We were blessed. How did that happen? One thing I'll say, it wasn't because of tithing. You see, there's systematic giving and there's spontaneous giving. We're to do both. We're to systematically give. We're to spontaneously give. And sometimes God will speak to our hearts something bigger that our minds cannot conceive. And when God that morning told me to give my car, it didn't make any sense to me. But it wasn't an issue about making sense. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. And so sometimes God just says, open your hands. Give that item. Release that item. I'm doing something. I'm moving. I'm working. And I'm just going to allow you to be part of the miracle. Realize that God will bring specific people into your life that you can truly help. Now, that's an unusual story. I understand that. But sometimes it's been $20 into someone's hand. Or someone has been, I bought someone, you know, gas. Or sometimes I was on the streets of Chicago one time and people have come up to me and they've been begging for food and stuff. And I said, you know what, I won't give you any money, but if you follow me, I'll take you right into this restaurant right here. I'll walk in with you. I'll let you order your meal. I'll pay for the whole thing. As we're in line together, I've told them, do you know the reason I'm doing this? They're like, no. I'm just because Christ loves you. I don't know what has happened in your past. I don't know what's gotten you to this place. But I said, the reason I'm doing this today for you is because the Lord Jesus Christ loves you just like He loves me. And so I want to help you. Now, I've actually had people that say, man, just give me the money. I don't want the food. Just give me the money. I said, no, you're going to drink it. you're on a liquid diet. I don't want to support your liquid diet. but I've literally sat down. Sometimes God has prompted me, just buy him a meal. Just take him in a restaurant, buy him a meal. So whether it's a car or whether it's a meal or whether it's $20, it doesn't matter. Open your hand. open your hand. Let the Spirit of God prompt you. He will bring people across your path that you can truly help.